Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 19th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Monday. Our scripture reading comes from Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 19. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in details about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. Our scripture lesson comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. It is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. If the kingdom of Christ is to be extended, you must not bring the law into your calculations or have any truck with works. It is quite out of character to say to men, "Go out and run here and there to atone for your sins. You must hold this and do that if you want to get rid of your sins." In diametrical opposition to anything in the shape of law and all works, we must assure men that their sins are forgiven by pure grace alone. To try and force them into the kingdom of Christ by the law is putting yourself outside of this kingdom. It is true that this truth may reach our ears and even roll off our tongues, but only too often it has not really penetrated our hearts. Sin always clings to us very closely, so that we are compelled to confess with Paul in Romans 7:18 through 19, "I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do." This is how it will be until at death we pass into life eternal. Because there is always so much weakness, failure, and sin among Christians, it is often claimed by radicals and enthusiasts that faith and love are not enough. They insist on more radical procedures and decisions, and often claim the special patronage of the Holy Spirit in this connection. The devil's weeds always accompany any planting of the gospel. See to it that you always retain and maintain a healthy understanding of Christ's kingdom and its teachings. Let us pray. We are deeply conscious, Heavenly Father, of our sinfulness and unworthiness, and in this respect must ever stand as beggars before you. But we have been emboldened by the assurances of your gospel of salvation to approach your throne of grace in all confidence and assurance. This we do in the name and for the sake of Jesus our Savior. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.